Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Piri, Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Welcome Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. We'll be with you for the next pretty much half an hour. And with me in the studio today would be Mr. Timothy Entwine. We're here last week, remember, talking about the project CDB. Received 10 million token for CDB. And there we talk 15 million for education and really working with that in schools and all of that. Well, we'll talk to him about the budget, because if all of that is happening, I want to talk to him about the budget. The budget is finished, and for us finish talk and argue and make their points and play the politics. Now down to the public servant to execute them guys' hard work. So come back and talk to Mr. Timothy Entwine about what is happening. Now the budget is done.
A call to all secondary schools.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It is the countdown on the Brain Bee Challenge 2016. Do not let it pass you by. The winner would be heading to Copenhagen, Denmark in the European Union June 29th to July 4th, 2016. Come be a part of Brain Bee 2016. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio, Mr. Timothy Antoine. Welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you, Pastor Simon, and a good day to all our listeners, home and abroad.
No, it's really good to have you. You're good at explaining it. You know that. You're very good at explaining things.
Well, thank you for your kind words. We try.
Well, not we try. You do a good job at it. You do a good job. Even for me who sit here, I think, and even not only you, but also the persons you send to us, I think they do a good job of explaining the area of work.
Well, we try. Our mantra, our aim is to make it plain, make it simple, make it clear. You know, I recall when they walk in the street some years ago, an elderly gentleman met me and he said, you know, you explain that thing so well. He said, even a fool could understand. That was a big compliment, actually, because it, you know, we want to avoid using a lot of jargon.
Yes.
A lot of economic terms which could confuse, financial terms which could confuse people. We want to keep it simple and help people to understand what is going on. And, of course, we are open for questions. So if people want to send a question, they should also feel free to do that.
Yes, as we say to them, I can call the Ministry of Finance and leave your question there. You can give me the question. I'll be happy to ask the question. They come in and tell them the question. Yeah, that's my question. Yes, it is. Now, the budget 2015 has been passed by Parliament. The arguments are all down on paper. It's written. Now, where are we? What next?
Good. So the 2016 budget is now approved. We're happy about that. It's obviously was discussed in the lower house, debated in the upper house, and it's now approved. The next step in the procedures would be for the Governor General, Her Excellency, to assent to the appropriation bill. Now, just to be clear on what I mean by appropriation, to spend money, you must get Parliament's authorization. So when the budget is presented, one of the things that happens in Parliament is the approval of what they call an appropriation bill.
Explain that.
An appropriation is basically all the ministries have a vote, have an allocation. So that's put in a law, right? A bill that before it's passed, it's a bill. When it's passed, it becomes an act. So what goes to Parliament, in addition to the statement by the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, is actually what we call estimates of revenue and expenditure, and an appropriation bill that gives ministry by ministry, education, health, agriculture, tourism, finance, works, everybody, what their allocations are going to be. And unless and until Parliament approves that, we cannot spend. We have no legal authority to spend. So the budget is very important. It's what important from the Constitution requires us to present a budget, and of course the law requires us to present a budget every year. So that's a very serious constitutional legal obligation. So now that the Parliament has actually authorized, all bills, once approved by Parliament, must now be assented to by the Governor General and then gazetted. Mm-hmm. So the next step in the process is for the assenting by the Governor General, which we expect will happen anytime now. and then it will appear in the government gazette.
Just explain, because some person may wonder, what is a gazette?
The gazette is basically the official publication of government. Every week, the government, through the government printry, publishes notices, any laws that have been passed, any appointment of boards, financial statements, and various laws require things to be published in the gazette. So the gazette is like the government newspaper.
Okay.
But it is based on what is required in law, the legal requirements.
So if I need a copy of, I could go to the government printery and purchase one?
You can go to the government printery and purchase. It's produced every week. And since you asked, we're working on an online version. So I think I'm letting the cat out of the bag a little bit.
Okay.
But in 2016, I think we'll be going online with the gazette.
Which is good.
Yeah. It's part of our attempt to open it up and make it more transparent and accessible.
Okay. Now, the year 2015 is almost over. A lot has happened in the past year. As you reflect, what are some of your reflections? What are some of the things you look back on and said, boy, we did a good job. This, I think we could have done it better. Or these are the things we really need to spend some time on.
Well, first of all, I'm just amazed by how quickly the year has gone. Mm. I recall us talking at the beginning of the year about 2015. I'm now we're at the end of 2015 and we started to talk about 2016.
Yes.
So I'm amazed at how quickly the year has gone. And it seemed as if after the half of the year, it just went by so quickly. But I'm thankful to God and, of course, to all my colleagues in the Ministry of Finance that God has seen us through another year. And it has been a very good year. A very good year. We didn't get everything we wanted done, but we got most of the things we wanted done.
Which is good.
I mean, when you plan at the beginning of the year and you want to execute, and when you look back, you want to see results. Because at the end of the day, it's STAR. What is STAR? Mm. Shared sacrifice, teamwork, accountability, results. And shared sacrifice is not just taxes, but it's also the hard work that we put in every day for the country. Teamwork is how we come together. Accountability is how we share with the nation what we do, including on Inside Finance. And Inside Finance is one of the tools that we use to be held accountable to the nation, to be able to share what is going on. And of course, results. Why are we doing this? We want to get results for the country. So as I look back, the year has been a particularly satisfying year from the point of view of what we plan to do and what we've actually accomplished. And of course, quite a bit of it would have been featured in the budget, but not all of it. For obvious reasons, there's just not enough time. But I do want to highlight the fact that we, as a plan, as a ministry, we did get through with our second and third reviews by the IMF. That was important to us.
Nice.
Right? We needed to get through. We had to stay on track, do what we said we were going to do, and get the results. And of course, when the results are good, we get funding, we get money. So we were able to get second and third reviews done, and we were able to get most of the monies that we had plan to get. Certainly at the time of speaking, we've got 80 something million. And if you add the Venezuelan piece, then we're over 100 million for the year. So that's positive. We were able to complete the bulk of the restructuring, debt restructuring, both the external commercial debt as well as Paris Club, as well as of course the NIS and also some of the other domestic commercials. So that is very positive for us and for Grenada, because what it does, it puts the country in a better position to grow going forward. We are very pleased to see that the economy has actually grown again. And
yes.
Not
it's 5.1.
And of course, some have teased us for being so conservative because we said it would grow by at least 2.5%. But we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I keep telling them in the Ministry of Finance.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm not one to go there and say, give these large estimates and so on. So we are confident we would meet the target and pass it, but we prefer to err on the side of caution. So for the 14 was the same thing. We were
4.something.
We were 5.7.
We're 5.7.
Yes. Yeah, 5.1 this year. Next year we expect, if you look at the budget, to grow by at least 3%. So the fact that the economy is growing again is very and continuing to grow. So not just 1 year, 2 years, but you have 13, 14, 15, and we fully expect 16 to be another year of growth. That's an important trajectory for us to proceed with our economic transformation and job creation. Then I look at things like the revenue collection. We met our revenue targets. In fact, in some cases, we exceeded on the revenue size. Customer inland revenue did very well. And of course, we're very grateful for that. The budget, we presented on time. We plan to do it by the end of November.
Well done.
And we got it done by the end of November, yes. Which means that we could go home and have a Christmas without thinking about budget. That's nice.
Very nice.
I remember years when I was writing budget speech on New Year's Day. That is no fun for you or your family, I could tell you that. So I think we like the idea of just getting it over and done with. So you go home, you're kind of relaxing, not thinking about that when you come back. When you come back, you're thinking about implementation. So the budget, we got that done. A very important achievement, I think, as well, is the fact that we were able to get the large and medium taxpayers unit started in the Ministry of Finance. And I know we had two of my colleagues.
Yes, they were here.
A few weeks ago to discuss that. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important in terms of what we're trying to do with inland revenue. Not just to collect more money, which of course we plan to do, but also to improve our service to the public. To make sure, because there are people who don't mind paying the taxes, but they want to be able to do it in an efficient way.
Yes.
They want good service.
Yes.
Right? So our aim is to make inland revenue a modern tax service. And that's what this is all about, the large, medium taxpayers unit. So LMTU, as we call it. So that was important. Then I think we were able to do other things like passing the fiscal responsibility law. That's a big one. It's big because very few countries in the Caribbean have actually passed it. In fact, as I recall now, it's Anguilla, I think Jamaica, Grenada. Those are the three. Not too many others. It's not common in the region. But I think it's a very important step, and that's the way we have to go in the region. So I'm really pleased that we were able to pass this law. And as you saw in the budget, we've begun to even before the law comes into force. It comes into force officially on January 1, 2016. But we have started implementing the law because we embrace the letter and the spirit of the law.
Just for my listeners, could you just explain what the law is about, really?
Right. So essentially, the law is to ensure that government lives within its means.
Within its budget.
Correct. The government does not overspend. The governor does not spend more than it earns. One of the reasons why we're in the situation we are today, why we need an adjustment program, is because the government, for a long time, successive government, spent more than they earned. And what we say is that now that we put in our fiscal house in order, it has to remain in order. But it's not just me saying that or just a politician saying that. There's a law which is going to constrain and guide governments, current and future, in terms of how it conducts its operations. So it's why it's called fiscal responsibility. The essence of the law is that we are targeting a debt to GDP ratio of 55%, and to do that we have to run a primary balance of a certain level. We have to make sure our wage bill is no greater than 9% of GDP, and we also have to look at a few other parameters. But once we do that, the fiscal achievements, the success that we're having now, will be sustained.
So in other words, you want to bring government in line as running a business.
Correct. So government is in the business not of making profit, but serving the nation. But it has to run a certain way. It can be overspending and just racking up debts and unpaid claims. That's not good. So this fiscal responsibility law is a very important step for the country. And as somebody who's been in the ministry for some time, and I mean, I was advocating for this for several years, it's just a joy to see it finally come to fruition. You know, I remember back in 2009, I was saying, put it in the Constitution. 2011, I was saying, put it in the Constitution, put it in the law. And, you know, at that time, most people weren't taking me on that. But I felt the necessity to do it. And ultimately, and I must tell you, it wasn't the IMF that told us to do this. I mean, some people might think it's the IMF who actually told the government. We suggested that. We believe this is what the country needs. And so the IMF was happy.
That you're suggesting.
Oh yeah. IMF didn't wait for a second. I mean, say, yeah, absolutely, they agree with us. But the truth is that I am strongly convinced. I mean, I'm very persuaded in my own mind. Mm-hmm. And I have strong convictions about the need for fiscal responsibility. And
it's critical.
Not just in Grenada, but across the region. Mm-hmm. You know, not because, let's face it, many of the Caribbean countries are dealing with high debt problems and are dealing with high unpaid claims. It's not only in Grenada.
And
across the region.
And it is because they have not followed proper fiscal responsibility over the years.
Over time. There are various reasons for why the debt is what it is in the Caribbean, and we could go into that in detail. I mean, you know, it's hurricanes, clearly loss of preferential access for banana and sugar. But it is also true that governments including ours, from time to time, have spent more than they earn and have not pulled back. Because what needs to happen is that when the revenues drop, your expenditure needs to be cut.
Right.
A lot of times the government continue to run
full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead, which means that they're borrowing, deficit financing, or unpaid claims. So it is really a new approach to fiscal and public finance management. And for me, the passage of the fiscal responsibility is a major highlight for me for 2015. There are several other things I'll just mention on the energy side, because it's finance and energy. That we were pleased to be able to get on with the geothermal studies, what we call the 3G studies, geological, geophysical, geochemical, so that we're paving the way for the development of geothermal energy or potential, geothermal energy potential in Grenada. So that was a very important step with the support of the government of New Zealand and now of late Japan. And next year we'll talk more about that. And then, of course, we started work, a lot of work on the Electricity Supply Act, the drafts, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, and so on. Those are things we'll talk about going forward, but I must say we were able to see, get those bills prepared, share them with the public, have consultations. Those are far-reaching implications for Grenada's development on the energy side, the electricity side. So for me, I mean, there are other things, but I will say those are some of the main highlights for 2015 as far as the Ministry of Finance is concerned.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that. And really important, I guess, give us a list of some of the things that you want to reflect on. I think it's important because we talked about a lot of them. Hope you take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion here with Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's really a joy always sitting and talking with him. I learned so much. I'm sure you learned a lot too. And keep in mind, this program will be up on the website sgbcgrenada.com and also on the Ministry of Finance website. We'll be right back in a few minutes to talk with Mr. Timothy Antoine.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Come to the end of the year, really, the end of the year with all that has happened. And you know, there has been a lot happening, especially with all the discussion with me, Mr. Timothy Antoine, who's Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Now, this is the big one. And
Before you move on, I just want to say, we talked about achievement, but you did ask me what about things we didn't do so well. And we didn't do everything well. You know, the doing business ranking, for example, is an area where we did not do as well as we would have liked as a ministry, as a government. So clearly, we know we have more work to do to improve Grenada's ranking on the Doing Business Index. I mean, we did some work, but we have to do more, and we have to do it in a more timely fashion to be able to see Grenada's ranking improve. And I can tell you that is something that will be a major focus going forward.
Shaping our image.
Yeah. Image. And they're just making it easier for people to do business in Grenada.
It's hard to do business.
Right. So you want to, so we're addressing that. Yeah. Tax incentive, the GIDC's restructuring, what we're doing with Investment Act, but also some other procedures in the government setup, across government, that we have to make sure we simplify and we minimize these extra steps and so on to get business done faster. That is something that we didn't do as well on. And we obviously have to give more effort and time to that next year.
Just a matter of note, some persons, the business persons, feel sometimes an investor comes in. He comes in to do the same thing or just around the same thing that a businessman here is doing. He get all the benefit, but I'm who here do not get the benefit. Will you in some way be addressing that in terms of the equality of doing business in both for the local and the investor?
Absolutely. And the new tax incentive regime actually addresses that. So whether you're local or foreign, if you're doing a particular investment and you spend a particular amount of money, as in the size of your investment, you get the exact same incentives that a foreign investor will get. Because we actually believe that local investors have a key role to play. In many cases, they are obviously they're homegrown. They are more loyal. I mean, they as we say, they never string berry here. And therefore, we want to make sure that local investors have the same opportunity as foreign investors. And once you come with this, with a project of a certain size or a particular area of focus, because we have areas of high priority, then you get the same incentives as a foreign investor.
Great, wonderful. Now, this is, I mean, you have a very stressful job. You're right underneath the Prime Minister. Sometimes you run the country. People say, if Timothy is not there, we're in trouble, I mean, to a great extent. And I think it's a very stressful job. Even for me as a pastor, I know how stressful it is when you have a responsibility of finding money every month, ensuring that the country is run and your bills are paid. It's quite stressful. Now, how do you handle it? How do you deal with the stresses? You have two children. A young wife too. How do you deal with all of that?
First of all, I do not run the country. Let's be clear on that. I play a small, important part, I would accept, but a small part as a member of the public service and the Ministry of Finance too, in our nation's development. And I'm grateful, thankful to God for the opportunity to serve my country in this particular capacity. I make the point all the time in the Ministry of Finance, do not take our service for granted, your service for granted. We must be thankful that we have the opportunity to serve where we serve and make the most in terms of giving our all to the period of service and to the time we're serving. So for me, it's a privilege to serve. Yes, it's very stressful. I've been at it for a little while. So
How many years you have been in the public service?
22 years.
And how many years you have been in the Ministry of Finance?
All my life, all my working life, well, most of my working life. I actually started in a commercial bank, my first job. But after graduating from University of West Indies, I joined the Ministry of Finance, and that was 22 years ago. So, of course, I did do a stint at the World Bank. But most of my professional life, Ministry of Finance.
And how many years you have been permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance?
A long time. So I've done it in two stints. It's about 14 years.
Wow.
I think it's adding up now. Yeah, it's 6 and 8. Yeah, it's about 14. Yeah. So I've been there in the best of times, the worst of times. I've seen a lot of action.
You've seen a lot of action. Yes. But how do you deal with the criticism, though? I mean, when you put out so much and try to do the best for the country, and the newspaper and the news, sometimes they come after, you know, the person in who is in charge in the Ministry of Finance. I mean, in terms of as the permanent secretary.
I have a very simple approach to life and of course, to the matter of criticism. First of all, I believe in faith. My faith in God, I make no secret about that. And that guides me. It guides me in terms of my values. It also gives me, undergirds me in terms of my moral compass and my core, my inner strength. So that comes from my faith in God. Then there's family. My wife, my parents, my church family, my Ministry of Finance family. They all are very supportive. I have some people who have my back. They work with me. They work for me. They're very loyal. They're very supportive. And then, of course, fitness. I do believe that you have to take care of your body temple. So I make an effort to exercise, to eat, you know, right, and generally to be in good shape so I could serve. So faith, family, and fitness. In terms of the criticism, I have a very simple framework. When the criticism come, I simply analyze them. Is this true? Or is this trash? Okay. If it's truth, I receive it. I try to learn from it to do better. I recognize that I'm not perfect. I recognize that I make mistakes sometimes, and I want to keep learning. So that's how I deal with the criticism, where they're fair and where they're warranted. If it's trash, then I put it in a garbage bin. I dump it. I ignore it. I basically cast it aside, and I don't give it a second thought. I do not preoccupy myself with negative thoughts and negative vibes and lies and innuendos, which, I mean, I know they're not true. My colleagues in the Ministry of Finance know that. My family know they're not true. And even if people aren't sure whether it's true or not, I know the truth. I am clear in my conscience. I proceed. So I get strength from that. And I do not, you know, I'm able to channel my energies in a very positive way. When you're doing this kind of job, you have to be focused. You have to be single-minded. You have to have positive energy around you. So you can't be distracted by these sideshows, because I call them sideshows. You have to, what the main thing must be the main thing. You must be focused on what it is that you're here for. I always say in my own mind, everybody has to know his purpose and his calling in life. I know mine. And therefore, the only question I need to answer is, am I on purpose? Am I doing what God is requiring of me? Once I'm satisfied with that, then I am good. Other people have to answer that question for themselves. So if a man's purpose in life is to pull me down, then he must do his purpose. I know my purpose is to help build up the country, Grenada, and work for the region, which is what I do. And therefore, I'm going to do that. It doesn't matter what is said or not said and so on. But there's an old saying in Grenada, which I very much like, time longer than twine.
Yeah.
And I actually believe that.
Yes,
I really
yes,
do.
Yes.
So the truth ultimately comes out.
It does.
It may take a year, it may take 20 years, but it comes out.
But it finally does.
Yeah.
Now, it's come to the final part of this as we conclude. What are your Christmas plans? Christmas is here. I mean, what's going on for Christmas? Now you don't have budget's behind you.
Yes.
I mean, this is a lot of free time you would normally say.
Well,
for somebody like you who normally are occupied over the years around this time.
Yes. Well, So, I mean, obviously, at the level of the Ministry of Finance, we close another year now, paying down unpaid claims and those sorts of things, the over 60 days and so on. But personally, I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to spend some time, obviously, with family. I'm very much looking forward to that rest, renewal. There's church, family, and obviously Christmas is a special time, and there's a particular reason for Christmas. And my faith, of course, draws me to the wonderful reason for Christmas, Christ himself. So I will spend time in church. I will spend time with church family, celebrating Christ and Christmas. But I also will spend time reflecting on the last year, this past year, 2015, and starting to look at 2016. Because right after Christmas is the end of the year, and then the new year comes. So I always think of it as Christmas, and then there is the reflection and renewal, and then you're looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend time there. I will fast. I will pray. I will do those sort of spiritual things. Physically, I will relax and unwind and so on. And then I charge up for the new year. So I'm very much looking forward to Christmas. Of course, as you said, I have children. And you know, Christmas. Yeah. I mean, they just love it.
Yeah.
I'm not into the gifts and so on, but they look forward to these things, and you know, we'll make sure that they have a wonderful time as always. And so I'm looking forward to Christmas. It's definitely the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I really must say I enjoyed talking with you during the course of the year. It's been a blessing and a joy. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about the Ministry of Finance, and so to my listeners, who I think appreciate the work that you have done and what your ministry is doing and how you have communicated with us, especially during this time with all the taxation, IMF and the World Bank dealing with all these issues. You were there every week sending somebody to help us understand what you're doing. And I think to a great extent that has helped us to stay with you during the course of the year. Like a farmer met me and he said, Pastor Simon, now I understand what the Ministry of Finance really does do. I told them fellas, don't you just spend me money. Take tax from us, tax us and spend me money. Now I understand. I mean, they just work. So that was helpful.
We do. And thanks very much, farmer, for your recognition of our hard efforts, our hard work. So I want to acknowledge Pastor Simon as we conclude. The support I've had from the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance throughout. You know, when you're working and you know that the Minister of Finance is behind you, and so you know that you're working and you're doing what government has agreed to be done, and we all pull in together, that makes a world of difference. So certainly I want to thank the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Minister Joseph, who is my second minister. Obviously, we work very closely as well. He's played his part. He continues to do very well. I tease him because, you know, he was a permanent secretary. Now he's a minister. Mm-hmm. I mean, in fact, at one stage he reported to me. Now I report to him. But it's all good. He's been working very hard. I've worked very hard with all of the cabinet ministers. Minister Bowen and I have worked a lot on certain issues. But all of the cabinet ministers I've worked with. Then, of course, the management team. Deputy PS Mike Sylvester. Well, of course, now we have Deputy PS Pauline Peters, who's came in September. All of the Accountant General, Mr. Obike, all of the members of the management team. I can't call all the names now, but they know who they are. They've worked really hard, and I really want to let them know that I appreciate them, I love them, I know how hard they work for the country, and even when nobody knows, I know, and I appreciate what you do. So guys, thank you very much for your service to Grenada and our Ministry of Finance this year. My wife and my family, including my church family, they've been very supportive, so I want to recognize them and continue to thank them for their support, prayers, support, love, which is unconditional. Those are things which help you to go through, even when it's difficult, and some days are. Those things are very important. And of course, I do want to thank you, Pastor Simon, because I think you have continued to partner with us on this program in a way that really helps people to understand, as you say, what the Ministry of Finance is doing and what the government is doing in respect of the homegrown program and so on. So for that, I'm grateful, and I want to thank you and all our listeners for your support. Wish you a wonderful Christmas, and I'm looking forward to a very exciting and entrepreneurial 2016. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Mr. Timothy and Twine, for the opportunity to serve. And thank you, listeners, for all that you have done. We look forward to 2016. All excited, looking forward to what the Ministry of Finance have in store and what we've learned. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.